To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis recently signed a law enshrining the right to abortion access into state law. Now, Polis tells Colorado Matters he would support similar efforts for other issues. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Polis says he's worried the U.S. Supreme Court could take away other rights to things like gay marriage. He would need to see specific proposals, but says he generally supports codifying the right to gay marriage into state law.
If it protects and expands our freedoms, I'm for it. And if there's a threat to these freedoms from our own Supreme Court or Congress, we want Colorado to be a place where we're able to protect people's freedom and the choices people make.
Polis is the first openly gay man elected governor in the U.S. He married his longtime partner last year. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Firefighters have made progress controlling a wildfire in the mountains west of Colorado Springs. The High Park fire is around 40% contained. Some evacuation orders are still in place for nearby residents. Crews expect scattered thunderstorms and cooler weather to help them gain more ground today. Residents can get more information at a community meeting this afternoon in Cripple Creek. That update on the fire is at 5 p.m. Drivers can expect delays along I-25 in southern Colorado today and tomorrow. Northbound lanes of the interstate will close from 1 to 5 p.m. this afternoon south of Trinidad to make way for bridge construction. Southbound lanes will close during the same hours tomorrow. Traffic will detour along frontage roads. The Stanley Cup playoffs return to Denver's Ball Arena tonight when the Colorado Avalanche host the St. Louis Blues to begin their second-round playoff series. The Avs advanced last week after winning the first-round series 4-0 against Nashville. In Denver, a cloudy afternoon with temperatures in the mid-80s today and a few degrees cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.